Right. It is December 2nd, and this is the local ethics meeting minute. Local ethics meeting. I will call the meeting to order. Chair Gnolfo, Commissioner DeGroff, and Commissioner Lazuzzo.
Present.
So now would be our time for public comment. Is there out if you could sit in front of that microphone there? We were having a little problems with our the fancy one.
Apologize for my entire it's snow removal morning, which keeps happening this time of year. I keep waiting for this to turn into Florida and it doesn't. Hi, my name is Mark Hostie. I live at 712 Lathrop, and I did speak out against the tennis club lighting. I'm here today because there's been an ethics inquiry put before the Village of River Forest. The point, and I'm sure you guys understand, there are four out of seven members of the DRB that have a connection, either membership or family as memberships to the tennis club. We as neighbors are asking you to make them recuse, and if that requires the DRB to start over with their hearing with different commissioners, I'm really okay with that. There's been a lot of things said about the development at the for the lights at the tennis club. Number of them not true. A lot of comparisons to Keystone. Well, Keystone is a public property. This is a private club for 400 members. It's not the same. You are not asking for a public use. It's a private use in the middle of a neighborhood, but that's for the DRB to decide. It's for you guys to decide whether or not they have the right to decide that, whether or not ethically they can. I'm a real estate agent. We have a lot of continuing education, and one of the 3 hours of education I have to take every time with a test is ethics. And I made a joke probably 6 years ago when it became a requirement. Somebody's like, "Oh, you got to study for that test." I said, "Really? Why? If you don't know what's right and what's wrong, you shouldn't be doing this job. And frankly, if you do know what's wrong, you could still pass this test. You just know which way to go because you know what ethically is incorrect." I assume you guys sitting here are ethical people who understand what's right and what's wrong. And I ask you to make that choice and have the DRB recuse themselves from the position that they are blocking the village into an unethical position. If they vote for that tennis club, if they're allowed to vote for that tennis club lighting moving forward, it's going to affect this village because there'll be a lawsuit right behind it saying whether or not they had the right to do that. There's a very organized group of residents who live around the tennis club and they're very motivated, and it's not going to stop with a determination that the tennis club has the right with these lights. It's going to be whether or not the village had the right to grant them that. And it's going to start right here with this ethics board, with this village administration saying, did they do the right thing? We don't want to end up with another lake in Lathrop where everybody's arguing with each other long term. The ability to stop that and make everybody do the right thing sits with you folks here. And I hope you make the right decision and have them recuse themselves and have the DRB start back with an unbiased board to review the plans for that club so that they can see what the plan review for the village had to say. It doesn't work. It doesn't fit the application, but they got run over by one of the members of the DRB who was presenting for the tennis club. Your own counsel has said this is a bad deal. Guys, do the right thing. Make the right choice and make them start over. It's not the right thing for the neighborhood, and this is where it could all be prevented by doing the right thing. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, my name is Paul Harding. My wife, Cheryl, and I live at 559 Ashland. And we've lived in River Forest for 21 years. And my wife was a speech language pathologist at Willard and contributed to the community. I contributed to the community through service on historic preservation. River Forest is a great community. We really enjoy the people. And it's a beautiful, it's a special place. So I don't want to revisit what he talked about. Obviously, I agree with that. I was the person that filed the complaint. And I just want to talk about the importance of the ethics ordinance. It's incredibly important. River Force has a very, very weak ordinance. It's very weak. If you compare it to other municipalities and standards for ethic ordinances, it's weak. As weak as it is, it's what we've got. And when I, as an architect, I deal with the zoning issues, the building code, ethics ordinances. We've been on involved in zoning, rezoning issues for a while. And what matters is, what does it say? I mean, I look at it and it seems it's clear as day. We shouldn't even be here. It should never have gotten this far. But that what it is, it's in front of you. And what's at stake is that it just seems to me that the village is kind of this thing's kind of an outlier, where historically village government has run very well and it's been fair. This, as an architect, when I look at this stuff and neighbor, it's basically a two-track system where you've got one track of ethics for one group, and then the other group has a different track. I mean, how can that be? I mean, this is about equality and fairness. It's important that the citizens of River Forest, everybody except maybe 100 people, they're looking for fair and honest government. And that's where you come in. You're the first safeguard to that. And that's why we submitted, why I submitted the complaint. Even the way that's set up is very unfair, because you have to read the thing and realize if you have a complaint that you've got 72 hours to submit it. I would encourage River Forest benchmark that ordinance against what other comparable municipalities do. And it's an outlier. And in terms of this two-track system, this outdoor lighting issue came up once before at the Priory. There's a village ordinance that says no lights on athletic fields at the Priory. Why is this area in the center of the historic district any different than the Priory? We could talk about politically connected people that are around the Priory, but I'm not going to go there. It's the same issue. And then the other thing is, this whole thing from the get-go has been stacked. It's been stacked against those neighbors. This issue, you read the ordinances of the village, it's not a planned development issue. That development was built 120 years ago. It was existing. It preceded planned developments. And what it really is, if you go by what our ordinances say, it's a zoning variance, pure and simple. It's a different board. And as an architect, I can tell you this, that there's gigantic differences between the zoning variance and a planned development. In the zoning variance, it's highly technical, extremely specific. The person that's filing for that has to be quite specific about what's required and what they're asking for. The plan development board is totally opposite. And the reason that the plan development board is grossly inappropriate, because whatever they submit, the plan development board can approve, regardless of how factual it is, regardless of how consistent it is with other ordinances. You could drive a truck through it. So you've got that. So from the very beginning, that was not done in an ethical manner. And then to have that board stack and they let it go. How can you let it go for almost a year and not realize that there are ethical issues there? And then the whole idea that the presenter for the tennis club is on that board. And then at the beginning of the hearing, he stands up and says, I'm going to recuse myself. Well, you can imagine how a knowledgeable person like me thought about that. It's like, how can you recuse yourself? You've been involved in it for a year. You've heard all the internal deliberations. And now you're going to pull this. And then what about those other three members that are members of the tennis club? The village attorney, and I found this like unbelievably baffling. She basically said, in effect, that your recusal is optional. How can it be optional? It doesn't say that. We can all go by what's written. So she's basically telling them that those three people following the ethics ordinance, those four people, is optional. How can it be optional and get this far? And there's more at stake with this just beyond light fixtures. But it also has to do with the truthfulness of the application. That application was riddled with multiple errors on really critical things, like lighting levels, like illuminating engineering society standards. They blew through all that. Even something as simple as the property line. We were told in what they said in their application was that their lighting levels were at the curb. They're not at the curb. Their property line doesn't extend to the curb. The property line is the edge of the sidewalk, the inward edge of the sidewalk. And then they has quote some kind of convoluted study that compared property values around golf courses. It's like hundreds of acres of park-like space and lighting at tennis courts. And he said something to the effect that in the aggregate, there's no adverse impact. Well, of course, if you
Excuse me.
add.
I'm sorry, just to interrupt.
Okay.
We do have to keep it on a time constraint. I'm going to let you finish, but we just
Okay.
be mindful of the fact that we do need to
Okay.
engage in the meeting.
Okay. I apologize for going off on
Thank
a
you.
tangent there. Okay. But in summary, ethics in River Forest village government is incredibly important to all of us. If each of you and your families were on the receiving end of something that was unethical, how would you like it? And it's very corrosive because it's easy to get out of control and it sets a terrible precedent. And the citizens of River Forest, when they read those ordinances, that's what they expect to follow. They don't understand some kind of convoluted, ridiculous interpretation of it. I mean, they're looking at those ordinances at face value, just like architects and engineers do when they deal with the village ordinance, with the building code, and with zoning.
Thank you.
So, just please do the right thing here. Please support ethics in River Forest. It's really, really important. It's more than about light fixtures. It's about our village. Thank you.
Thank you. We're gonna move on to the first order of business with the meeting having.
We submit, we prepared a petition. There's 105 signatures on this. It was sent to the Development Review Board. So if I could give that to you, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. Having completed citizen comments and there being no other citizens in the room, we're going to move on to the first order of business, which is review and approval of prior meeting minutes. The first one being the minutes for the June 17, 2025 meeting. Have the members of the committee had an opportunity to review those meeting minutes? They were part of the agenda, but here's a hard copy if you want to take a look.
I reviewed them, but I wasn't at those meetings.
You can still.
You can take action if you feel comfortable.
If you feel comfortable in there,
you don't have
general accuracy.
And Member DeGroff, if you're not comfortable voting without reviewing them, could continue them to a future meeting if the commission wants.
Thanks.
Just for that reason. Okay. Appreciate the guidance. Are you comfortable?
I am.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the June 17, 2025 meeting? I will second. All in favor? Aye.
I'm abstaining.
Thank you. Motion carries. The June 17, 2025 meeting minutes are approved. The next matter before us is review and approval of the September 9, 2025 meeting minutes, which is a singular document which has both the regular meeting minutes and the executive session minutes. Do those need to be separate documents so that the executive session minutes are not public record, absent the legal order to make them discoverable to the public, or should those be separate is my question, as opposed to in one document?
Correct. So yes, they should be. And there are two documents. They have the same header, but only one actually includes the contents of the executive session. So that one will be kept sealed until further review in the future, whether to release
Excellent.
Or not.
Thank you for the clarification. Have the members of the committee had an opportunity to review the September 9, 2025 meeting minutes, both regular meeting and executive session? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve those? Second. All in favor? Aye.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Now we'll show it as the motion carries, and that the September 9, 2025 meeting minutes, both regular and executive session minutes, are approved, with the executive session minutes to remain private pursuant to applicable law for such minutes. The next thing we are moving on to in this meeting is the new business, which is the complaint of November 9, 2025, submitted by Mr. Paul Harding, who spoke here today openly on that issue. Typically, we will keep those complaints initially confidential unless, of course, the person who makes them does so in a public forum. So that's what we're here to discuss today. To be clear, there is a procedural issue before the Ethics Committee on how we conduct these. The first step in the process is the initial review. We are, and we do seek to do that within 10 days of receiving a complaint. Various, and I apologize for us not getting together in those 10 days, just with our three schedules. We could not get a quorum prior to today. So my apologies on that. What we are here to do today is not rule on the complaint itself or make any final determinations. Today's procedure is to conduct an initial review to determine whether or not there is a sufficient basis for the complaint to carry on into an investigation process, which is then conducted by this board, which after that, a determination would ultimately be made. So today is that first step. Today is the initial review on the subject complaint of November 9, 2025. To conduct that complaint, I would make, or to conduct the discussion in that initial review, I would make a motion to enter into executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 120/2, subsection C, subparagraphs 1, 3, and 4, which allow for executive session discussion regarding the discipline, performance, and other aspects of specific individuals, including volunteers within a village, as well as gathering or discussing of evidence by a quasi-adjudicative body, which this Ethics Commission is. So pursuant to that statute and pursuant to those specific subsections and subparagraphs, I would move to take this body into executive session to have this initial discussion of our initial review discussion pursuant to the Ethics Code of the Village of River Forest. Do I have a motion or a second?
A second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We're going to proceed into executive session.
Is that a procedure question? You guys come to your findings, is it retroactive and it goes beyond Thursday's meeting and the DRB grants the tennis club? Would that remove the grant because of an ethics violation?
I think you'll get the, so there are very specific, here's how I'll answer that right now and then that'll be very clear to you. There are very specific authorities or powers, if you will, that are granted to the Ethics Commission that dictate what it can and cannot do. Part of our discussion ultimately would be whether or not any such action would even be within our power. Okay, there's very specific remedies which this board has, which are most like any other board, recommendary to the village board itself. Okay, just like the DRB, its findings. So to be clear, the DRB, if they vote to approve something, that doesn't mean the project goes forward. That's a recommendation to proceed forward, which goes to the village board, which has to approve it. The same is for the zoning commission and so on and other commissions within the village. And that's the way the structure of the local government has been set up for, as far as I know, for a long period of time. I don't know how long, but.
So you guys are recommended by the state.
That's
not act ethically. We're at the side of
that. Exactly. That we are, exactly. We do not have the final authority to make various decisions. And we'll discuss that, I think, in our post executive session statement as to what. Absolutely, and then you guys are free to step out and wait while we have the discussion. I we all do. it's so much fun, but at this point, we have to have a discussion, determine whether or not there is sufficient basis for the complaint as it's presented in it's presented in parts. Okay, so we're going to have to discuss each of them and determine what our board can or cannot do with any of them, and then we'll make our determination on that piece and move forward accordingly. And that our assessment at present on initial review will in fact be made public and noted. Correct. Post executive session, there will be public comment.
So I'm in the public comment received. Comments I made, not just.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot to do that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mentioned that. And that's why I said it earlier because I was sure to forget. I just want to go on record and say that I am, my family is members of the tennis club, have been for 10 years. I am not a tennis player. I have not been in the club other than a swim meet for my daughter for the last 4 years. And I do not think it would impact my ability to sit in judgment over the issue presently before the Ethics Commission. I don't see any reason why I couldn't be fair and impartial and do my duty as required, but I did feel it was important enough that I state as such on the record.
Similarly, my family was members of the tennis club from 2014 to 2024. I'm no longer a member and have no ties to the tennis club. I should also say Mrs. Harding was my daughter's speech therapist at Willard, and but I also don't think that would impact my ability to decide these issues.
I too would like to disclose, Mr. Harding, you were my neighbor back in Oak Park. I'm Charlene and Russ's son, so I know the complaint. And then my wife is a summer privilege holder at RFTC. She only swims. She doesn't play tennis. I am not a member, and I think all those reasons I can evaluate this fairly and make a good decision on behalf of the village and the people of the village. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Greg, hold on 1 second. Why?
Okay. Thank you. The Village of River Forge Ethics Commission has met in closed session to discuss issues raised by the ethics complaint submitted by Mr. Paul Harding on November 9, 2025. We have discussed that complaint and the issues raised in it in some detail for the sole and express purpose to determine whether or not the complaints made meet a baseline sufficiency on initial review to move forward. And our role was to determine whether or not that in fact occurred for the various complaints made, which I will discuss in order as follows. The first nature of the complaint is whether or not Mr. Elias Yanaki's presentation to the Development Review Board on behalf of the River Forest Tennis Club lighting proposal violated Section 9 of C9 of the Ethics Ordinance in light of the fact that Mr. Yanaki is a member of the Development Review Board, even though he recused himself from that specific issue at that specific meeting. We have discussed that in detail, and we have determined that the complaint does, in fact, pass initial review, and that there is a reasonable basis for the sufficiency of that complaint to proceed on that issue. We then proceed to trigger subsection C2E and C3 of the ordinance, which requires notice to be provided to the respondent, in that case, Mr. Yanaki, of the complaint, at which will also notify him of a hearing date to be set in the future for an evidentiary hearing. And we are, as a board, directing our village administrator and his staff to make that notice. The next issue raised by the complainant is whether or not multiple members of the River Forest Tennis Club being on the Development Review Board sitting in judgment on an issue pertaining to the River Forest Tennis Club, whether or not that creates a conflict of interest. We have reviewed the language of the conflict of interest section and have determined that there is a basis, a sufficient basis for that complaint, and that it does in fact pass initial review, which triggers again section C2E and C3 of the ordinance, and we will be directing the village administrator and staff to provide notice of that, of the complaint to the respondents who are members of the Development Review Board, who are also members of the River Forest Tennis Club. And while we don't have those by name and haven't discussed them, do you have, Matt, a specific list, or can you specifically identify which Development Review Board members are, in fact, members of the tennis club?
Sure. It is my understanding that Marianne Fishman, Jane McCole, and Ron Lucchese are members of the River Forest Tennis Club and are also on the Development Review Board.
Okay. So we as a commission would be asking that notice be provided to those individuals. And just so I don't lose track of it, I'm going to make a motion right now that notice be provided to Mr. Yanaki, Ms. McCole, Mr. Lucchese, and Ms. Fishman, pursuant to section C2E and C3 of the Village Ethics Ordinance, giving them notice of the complaint and the initial determination of sufficiency by this board and a hearing to be conducted in the future. So that is my motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. The next complaints made by Mr. Harding in the November 9, 2025 ethics complaint, the next one deals with the essentially truthfulness and or misleading nature potentially of the River Forest Tennis Club lighting application in front of the Development Review Board. We have discussed that, and we have determined that that is not a matter in which the Ethics Board can take action on. The Ethics Board has jurisdiction over village-covered individuals and entities, that is, employees and or contractors of the village and village government. The River Forest Tennis Club is not a village-covered entity, and its statements within its application and or the veracity of those or accuracy of those is not something which this board can potentially even sit in judgment of. Therefore, we will be dismissing that portion of the complaint pursuant to 2B1 of the ordinance. In that regard, we will. I'm making a motion for the village administrator or staff to notify the complainant of the fact that that portion of his complaint has been determined insufficient for a violation of the ethics ordinance. So I have a motion or a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Your motion carries unanimously. The last issue raised in Mr. Harding's complaint was whether or not the application of the River Forest Tennis Club for its site lighting proposal was properly before the Development Review Board. Similar to the immediately preceding issue, that is not something that is properly before the Ethics Board. This board is not a review board. We cannot determine where and how a planning or zoning petition gets determined and gets heard. That is an issue that is determined solely by village ordinance and application of that ordinance by village administration. For that reason, we will be making a motion that Mr. Harding be advised by the village administrator or staff that that portion of his complaint is also dismissed because it does not state a violation on which this board can take action. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries unanimously. I want to raise a couple of points in response to a public comment that was raised earlier, though the members of the public that did that are not currently present, for their benefit of the record. We were asked to do a couple of things today, which are not the powers that the Village Ethics Committee has. We were asked to make members of the Development Review Board recuse themselves. That is not something we can do. We can make a determination or a finding ultimately if we feel the evidence at the end of the day supports it, that those members may have committed or did in fact, if we believe it, commit an ethics violation by not recusing themselves. And we can make recommendations to the Village Board for further action, but this board cannot make any individual recuse themselves from any Village Board. We were likewise asked to make the process start over. That is not that application process start over. That is not something which this board has the authority or legal authority to do. Further, we cannot make any determination as to whether or not the lighting proposed lighting at the tennis club is similar in any way, shape, or form to the priory. We cannot make any determinations as to whether or not lighting at the tennis club is a good or bad idea and whether it helps or hurts the community. Those are things that are outside of the purview of the ethics board. Lastly, Mr. Harding made a reference, and he's not here, but if he does listen to this, about having to make complaints within 72 hours. That is not a requirement of the ethics ordinance. 72 hours is a rule for self-reporting and duty to report pertaining to village-covered individuals when they learn of conduct that violates the ordinance by other village covered individuals. So again, just to be clear, there is no requirement that complaints be made within 72 hours by the general public. I would at this point invite the other commissioners of the Ethics Committee to make any further statement on the record they would like. Mr. Gruff. Oh, I'm sorry. One last thing. We are aware as a board that there is an upcoming meeting of the Development Review Board on the issue pertaining to the River Forest Tennis Club proposal for lights. We would direct the village administrator, I'm making a motion that the village administrator be directed to inform all members of the Development Review Board of the initial findings of this committee that there are bases to proceed with ethics violation investigations, and that they be made aware of that prior to the upcoming meeting. Do I have a second on that motion?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion carries unanimously. And with that, I'm sorry, Mr. Ruff.
I have nothing further. Thank you.
Nothing further. I appreciate, I'm a new member here, and I just appreciate the involvement and guidance on this whole executive discussion.
Okay, with that, a motion to adjourn? Is there anything we need to cover?
We can use this opportunity to potentially schedule that hearing or find at least some options. Because the notice includes a requirement that it's required to include when that hearing is.
And as we pull those dates up, you know, to be clear, we will work to the fullest extent possible with all parties involved for the hearing to proceed. Today is December 2nd. I would propose more than 4 weeks. It doesn't have to be lockstep, but would anybody object to January 19th, 7 p.m.? Or is that a holiday? Okay. January 5th, but that's tight, but 7 p.m.
I can do that date.
I'm free January 5th also.
Okay.
You said evening?
Yeah, 7 p.m. Does that work for the village? Yeah.
Yes, that works for us. The room will be available after adjudication earlier that day. So yes, that would work.
Do we want to do it actually a little 6 p.m.? I mean, what I'm not wed to 7.
6 p.m. works for me.
Okay, let's do that. January 5th, 6 p.m.
With a little more notice. Yeah.
January 5th at 6 p.m., correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Anything else procedurally we need to do prior to adjournment?
Yep.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
Second. All right. First, I move. I don't know what.
I move to adjourn the meeting.
Seconded.
I second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Being adjourned. Thank you all.
At 11:30.